And we continue on Motherlode Views this weekend, joined by the new mayor of Sonora, Matt Hawkins, talking about a number of issues facing the city of Sonora. Mayor Hawkins, homelessness is an issue that's been discussed in the community for a number of years now. Is there anything being looked at the city level to address this issue?
Well, you know, going back to our first segment, I want to make it very clear that we're doing our best to work with the county on this issue. There were the porta potties that the city had basically, we had donated to give someone a chance, and the city had donated money to them to pay for porta potties out at a county site that is right across from a city site. The city's biggest reason in doing this basically was to make sure that we didn't have sewage, raw sewage, going into the creeks, whether it be in the city or the county, and it was, I want to say at the time when we did it last year, it was $1,400. The prices went up, and we're going to look at that at a future council meeting, and I think the price goes up to right around $1,800. I believe that's for a full year. But it really, you know, that's something that the city has done in a small part. I do wish the county would help participate with that. There's also the drop-in center that's right off of Stockton Road. The Resiliency Village. I know council members, including myself, have been to the Resiliency Village, like the grand opening, and I hope that we can help with that. The Resiliency Village is basically tiny homes. This would be up off of Mono Way in East Sonora. So there are things being addressed. The worst part about all of this is that now we're dealing with issues with the COVID-19, the coronavirus, and, you know, the people who are homeless are out there, but it's making it more difficult due to state regulations, due to everything going on. It's just making it that much tougher, but this does remain a focus.
Speaking of issues, prior to coronavirus, it seemed like economic development was kind of a more of a discussion topic right before COVID-19 hit. Of course, the city and county ended the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority. Is economic development still in the planning process, what the city is going to eventually go down a path on?
Yes. Now, that's, as the new mayor, that is one thing that I'm really pushing hard on. You know, it's no secret. I love business. I'm a capitalist by every bit of the means. But I, our city needs to remain vibrant. Our city needs to remain competitive. And we've got such a great little community. So, yeah, it's no secret that the city-county's relationship on economic development went down in flames. And I hope that the future, with our county's new economic development director, that the city will be able to work with him and the county on economic development, because my opinion is the county can't do it without the city, and the city can't do it without the county. We're in this together. You know, our county is barely over 50,000 people, and our city is barely touching the mark of 5,000 people. So we're extremely small, and compared to the rest of the state of California, we're really small. So I do know in the future, once coronavirus regulations tend to settle down, that the city will be moving forward with some sort of economic development. Again, that is something that is extremely important to myself, but I know to the rest of the county, or rest of the county and the rest of the city.
How about Vision Sonora, the various projects that have been planned in the city? What is kind of the status with Vision Sonora right now?
Well, again, we have a lot of our coronavirus, a lot of regulations, so it's kept us from meeting. We'll have a new member for our Vision Sonora committee. I just really got to thank our former mayor and council member, Connie Williams. She was instrumental on doing many of the things, the Lineberg Street getting closed, the bathrooms. I guess the closest place would be to near the Sug House or near the farmer's market when we have that on Saturdays. And Connie Williams was instrumental in putting a lot of this together. Whether we disagreed or agreed, she really worked hard at this committee, and this is her legacy, and I'm you know, like I said before, I was proud to call her a friend. And so we're going to move forward on what we have. There's some, there's a bus stop that we're looking at for Stockton Road. Coming, a lot of planning, quite frankly, a lot of debate because of some of the issues with Stockton Road and how we wanted to do the bus stop. There's going to be, and I guess the best way to call it is it's a mini park idea slash, you know, redoing of the sidewalks near the Red Church. That'll be coming forward. So Vision Sonora is still there, but again, with a lot of the COVID-19 regulations, a lot of this has been put on hold.
You know, back to the issue of economic development and the economy, what have you been hearing lately as mayor on the local business front? Are things going all right, or has it been a pretty challenging period?
Well, you know, challenging is being nice. Destructive is another term I would use. Whether I agree or disagree with our legislature and governor, it really doesn't matter. People are losing their businesses. People are struggling to stay in business. You know, I'm talking to businesses almost every day, you know, giving ideas. I've had a local business, and I don't even want to use, you know, what type of business they were. And I'm giving ideas. Well, hey, you know, you can't meet with people inside, or at the time they couldn't meet with people inside. So why aren't you meeting with people outside in a park? You know, trying to find ways to obey the law or the current regulations that the governor set forth. And trying to keep a business alive, but it's not easy on any business. You know, the city of Sonora has done everything in our power to work with businesses, to do everything we can to follow the governor's guidelines, but also to make sure that we're working with people, working with businesses, working with various community members to stay alive. Because you know, every time a business shuts its doors, you know, that's not a positive thing for anyone. You know, y'all constantly hear tax revenue come up, but it's more than tax revenue. It's a family not being able to be fed. It's children not being able to be fed. It's, you know, it's one more person that can't sleep at night because, you know, they're afraid of losing their house. This is much deeper than just any tax revenue issues or anything like that. You know, even me, myself, I've been cut down to 24 hours a week, and the state has a program for businesses where they cut your hours due to this, and it's called a California work share. And out of the California work share, I've now been working 24 hours a week, which is tough enough in an hourly wage that I make. With the 24 hours a week, I've been at this for 12 weeks now, so almost 3 months. I've gotten paid or unemployment insurance for five. So for five, just five of those weeks. So I'm stressing paying my bills. So I keep, you know, like I tell everyone, we are in this together, and it's awful.
Tough times for sure. You know, we've touched on a lot of issues on this weekend's Motherlode Views as we have about just a minute left. Anything else that's on the council's radar and that'll be coming forth in the weeks and months ahead?
Well, we're going to keep working on coronavirus, you know, regulations, what the state hands us, interpreting to the best of our knowledge, working with our, you know, our city attorney, our city administrator, that we're going to keep a focus on businesses. And, you know, the biggest thing I can say is that, especially with this council, you know, reach out and email us, reach out and call us. All of our information is available at our city's website. You know, I love talking to people. Sometimes the conversations aren't the easiest by any means, but you know, I encourage everyone to, you know, speak with us, give us feedback, give us their ideas, because we don't have all the answers. This council, no council member has all the answers. And the more feedback we receive, the more communication we receive, the better.
Well, Mayor Hawkins, we appreciate your time this morning coming on the show, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
I look forward to talking to you also, and I thank you very much for this interview.
And very good. Well, keep us posted on things.
Thank you.
All right, we thank Mayor Matt Hawkins for being our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Reminder, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined by Frank Bigelow, the Assembly for the Motherlode. That's next week. We'll see you back on Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.